Oh, I want you the best of protectors, so protect me. Oh, I want you the best of protectors, so protect me.
رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Welcome dear viewers to another episode of our program أسماء الحسنى Blessed names of Allah عز وجل الحمد لله In each episode, we're bringing you new, beautiful and majestic names of our Creator, Allah Azza wa Jal. Whoever memorizes 99 names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the famous 99 names, then he will enter Jannah by means of learning those 99 names. The ulama said that learning here or memorizing means understanding those names as well. And this is why this program has been brought so that we can not only hear about those names, but also hear about their explanation as well in light of what the ulama have written. So inshallah, in this episode too, we'll be hearing beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the name that we're going to hear is Shaheed. Sheen, Ha, Ya, and Dal. And the ulama have mentioned various meanings of the name Shaheed. Inshallah, we will hear. The first meaning the ulama give for Shaheed is Alim. Shaheed in the meaning of Alim, the one who knows, the one who is all knowledgeable. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is that being whose knowledge encompasses everything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows everything. And nothing is hidden upon our Creator, Allah Azza wa Jal. Surah Ali Imran, what does it say? بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله لا يخفى عليه شيء في الأرض ولا في السماء Indeed Allah, there is nothing hidden upon him in the earth and in the heavens. In another maqam, again Surah Ali Imran, it states شهد الله أنه لا إله إلا هو والملائكة وأولو العلم قائما بالقسط Meaning that Allah testifies that there is no one worthy of worship except him and the malaika testify وَأُولُو الْعِلْمِ قَائِمًا بِالْقِسْطِ And those who are granted knowledge and who are steadfast upon being just, they also testify as well. What do they testify? That there is no one worthy of being worshipped except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So shaheed in the meaning of alim. This is the first meaning, the one who knows everything. Alim, all knowledgeable. Let us hear some verses in this regard. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, In Surah An-Nisa, verse 79. مَا أَصَابَكَ مِنْ حَسَنَةٍ فَمِنَ اللَّهِ وَمَا أَصَابَكَ مِنْ سَيِّئَةٍ فَمِنْ نَفْسِكَ وَأَرْسَلْنَاكَ لِلنَّاسِ رَسُولًا وَكَفَى بِاللَّهِ شَهِيدًا Whatever good reaches you, then it is from Allah. وَمَا أَصَابَكَ مِنْ سَيِّئَةٍ فَمِنْ نَفْسِكَ And whatever evil reaches you, yes, we believe that it's our aqidah that all good and bad is from Allah, but The cause of that evil is your own self. وَأَرْسَلْنَاكَ لِلنَّاسِ رَسُولًا And we sent you as a messenger for the people. And وَكَفَى بِاللَّهِ شَهِيدًا Allah is sufficient in knowing this. Now, in this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has refuted the disbelievers of Makkah and their ideology. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, whatever good reaches you is from Allah. And whatever bad you face in your life, this is because of your own evil. This is because of you, because of your acts. Then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's excellence was mentioned. وَأَرْسَلْنَاكَ لِلنَّاسِ رَسُولًا That we sent you as a messenger for all the people. And we don't need anyone to testify this. We don't need anyone to verify this. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all-knowing in this regard. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's knowledge in this regard is sufficient. وَكَفَى بِاللَّهِ شَهِيدًا In another verse of the Quran, Surah Hajj, verse 17, Allah Jalla wa Ala says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَالَّذِينَ هَادُوا وَالصَّابِئِينَ وَالنَّصَارَ وَالْمَجُوسَ وَالَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَفْصِلُ بَيْنَهُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ شَهِيدٍ Indeed, those who believe and those who are Jews and those who worship the stars. One Nasara and those who are Christians. Wal Majus, those who are fire worshippers. وَالَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا and those who commit polytheism. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَفْصِلُ بَيْنَهُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ indeed Allah will decide between them on the day of judgment. إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ شَهِيدٍ indeed Allah is knowledgeable over everything. He has knowledge regarding everything. His knowledge is all encompassing. So Allah is shaheed, Allah is alim. He knows about everything. Who are the believers? Who ascribe to other faiths, and he will decide between them, judge between them based on his knowledge, and his knowledge is complete. So he is the best of those who decide as well. In another verse of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and this is in Surah Ali Imran, verse 98, قُلْ يَا أَهْلَ الْكِتَابِ لِمَ تَكْفُرُونَ بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ وَاللَّهُ شَهِيدٌ عَلَى مَا تَعْمَلُونَ Say, O people of the book, why do you disbelieve in the signs of Allah? And Allah is all-knowing regarding what you do. Meaning that, O people of the book, this is your belief as well, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has knowledge over everything, has complete knowledge. Then when you know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is alim, all-knowledgeable, His knowledge encompasses everything, why do you then disbelieve in His signs? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the same Lord that you claim to believe in. Allah Azza wa Jal sent the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam as the final messenger. But you deny him. You reject him. Ma'adallah. You reject his awsaf, his characteristics, his qualities, praiseworthy qualities. Even though you know that Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala knows everything. So this was the first meaning of shaheed, the one who is all knowledgeable. And obviously Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala has most knowledge. No one in creation can compare. And creation is way below the rank of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The creation was created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is the creator. So there can never be an equivalence in terms of knowledge. The second meaning of shaheed given by the ulama, this is used and applied to insan. The second meaning that I will mention now, this is for humankind, human beings. Not for the creator, Allah azza wa jal. And the second meaning of shaheed is the one who is present somewhere, the one who is hazir somewhere, and it applies to insan, as I mentioned. Now, such a that who is hazir, who is present somewhere, is known as shaheed, and another word that's used, shahid. And both these meanings have been used for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Both these words have been used for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the Quran al-Kareem as well. So, shaheed means someone who is present somewhere, hazir somewhere. And he's also a shahid. So these two words, shahid and shaheed. Shaheed, when using it for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will take the meaning that all of creation is present before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now here, before moving on, a few things regarding our aqidah. The ulama have categorically prohibited using the terms hadir and nadir for Allah jalla wa'ala. Ulama have written upon this. And awam, unfortunately, because of their lack of knowledge, they use these terms. They'll say things like, while believing that Allah is hazir, nazir, so and so. And they'll say what they want to say, or the claim that they want to make. So this is not correct. It's impermissible. We shouldn't use the words hadir and nazir for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when using them together, it's not allowed. Hadir and nazir. And they use together. Like I said, awam unfortunately uses them. Firstly, because this word hadir hasn't been used for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran and Hadith. Secondly, if it's not used in the Quran and Hadith, and the next question is, does it have a good meaning or a bad meaning? And for these words, there are also meanings that do not befit the dhat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let me give you a few examples to make it more clear. In the Urdu language, some people use the word miyah to describe Allah. They'll say, Allah Mia. This is impermissible. Reason being, you won't find this word Mia in Quran and Hadith. Secondly, it has bad connotations as well. Or connotations which are not befitting the dhat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because one meaning of Mia is husband. And ma'adallah, Allah jalla wa'ala is free from being a husband. وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُمْ كُفُوًا أَحَدٍ There's no one equivalent to him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is free from having a wife, children. So the word Mia cannot be applied to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, cannot be used for Allah jalla wa'ala. Yet people use it out of ignorance, and they should be rectified in this regard as well. But coming back to it, Hadir and Nadir, they're not found in Quran and Hadith of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Using certain words and using Hadir, for example, for Allah, also has negative connotations, so it won't be used, it won't be permissible to use. Yes, Allah is Shaheed, in the meaning of Alim, He knows everything. But as for Hadir, people take this wrongly. For example, they'll say that Allah is present everywhere. And when they say this, when laymen, people from the public, the general awam, when they say this, they believe that they are praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They believe they are doing something good by saying Allah is present everywhere. Whereas we know that the aqeedah of a believer is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not confined to a space or a place. He's not restricted by time, by limitations. Otherwise, that's not Allah then. Anything that is limited, anything that's confined to a space or a location, that cannot be Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is our basic aqidah that we learn from a young age. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is free from direction. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is free from time and place. And we're told not to ponder upon the dhat of Allah, otherwise we'll be destroyed. The hadith tells us, ponder over the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you ponder over the creation of Allah azza wa jal, inshaAllah ta'ala, your ma'rifah will increase, your cognizance, your recognition of the creator, Allah azza wa jal. But if you start to ponder over the dhat of Allah Himself, Jalla Jalaluhu, you'll fall into destruction. Because our limited minds cannot comprehend that being, that dhat, Allah, who is unlimited. There's nothing that limits Him, nothing that confines Him. Being in a place, this necessitates that place is either the same size as you, in terms of your body mass, or bigger than you. So I'm sitting on this chair. This chair has encompassed me. I'm in this room. I'm within our location. This room is bigger than me. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, can He be encompassed by anything? Can He be limited or confined to a place? Of course not. So this is very, very important to note. It's a delicate, sensitive matter. People are saying all sorts in today's day and age. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala safeguard our aqeedah and enable us to learn our aqeedah as well. What aqeedah should we have regarding Allah Azza wa Jal, regarding the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, regarding the Anbiya alayhi wa sallam, regarding the Malaika, the angels, regarding the Suhuf, the scriptures, regarding Awliya, regarding other things? We should know about these things. Otherwise, we can fall into error at every step. So we say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His knowledge and power encompass everything. His knowledge and power is everywhere, in the sense that there is no place which is not under the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no place regarding which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is unaware. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows everything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has power over everything. So this is our aqidah. But to believe that Allah is physically present everywhere, this is incorrect. And it goes against the beliefs of Islam. So when it says, وَنَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ حَبْلِ الْوَرِيدِ, in the Quran, Surah Qaf, verse 16. This means that Allah is closer to the believers than His jugular vein. And the actual meaning is, in terms of having power over that human being, over that slave, over that servant, is closer to him than his jugular vein. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has more knowledge of that person than his jugular vein. And though his jugular vein is connected to him all the time, right close to him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is more aware of that person than him, than his own self, than even his jugular vein. Now this was a discussion about the word shaheed, shahid, in the meaning of alim, and in the meaning of hadir. We had a discussion regarding that. Moving on, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has used these words, shaheed, shahid, for creation as well. And in particular, our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in the Quran, Surah Nisa, verse 41, Allah jalla wa ala says, فَكَيْفَ إِذَا جِئْنَا مِنْ كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ بِشَهِيدٍ وَجِئْنَا بِكَ عَلَىٰ هَؤُلَاءِ شَهِيدًا. This is referring to the Day of Judgment, when all the nations will be brought forth and they'll be asked about their respective prophet, the one that came to them and the one that preached to them about monotheism, tawheed, the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They will reject. They will say, no, nobody came to us, nobody preached to us. And on that day, that crucial day of judgment, Who do you think Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring forth, or who do you think Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make a witness over those nations? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he will act as a support of those prophets alayhi wasalam before him. He will support them, he will affirm and testify that yes, they did preach to the people. Yes, they did convey the message. So the Prophet alayhi wasalam will act as a hujjat, a solid proof, an undeniable proof against those nations. You're lying. The Anbiya alayhi wasalam did come to you. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam will bear witness against those nations. Say, these prophets alayhi wasalam, all of them, they carried out their responsibility to the greatest extent. So فَكَيْفَ إِذَا جِئْنَا مِنْ كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ بِشَهِيدٍ. Remember, when we will bring from every nation a witness. وَجِئْنَا بِكَ عَلَى هَؤُلَاءِ شَهِيدًا. And we will bring you as a witness upon all of them. And I just explained the background, how the umam will reject the Anbiya alayhi salam and their preaching, and they'll say, no one came to us. But the Prophet alayhi salam will affirm, will testify, will give witness, and say, yes, they did. And his testimony in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is accepted. In a sense, this is the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's shan, excellence and virtue being shown as well on the Day of Judgment. Subhanallah. A bit of further explanation regarding this verse. Those Anbiya alayhi salam, when they will be rejected on the Day of Judgment by their umam, and their umam, their nations will say, they did not convey to us the call towards Allah, they will be asked, do you have any proof? The Anbiya alayhi salam will be asked, who will support you in your claim that you propagated the teaching of Islam to them, to your ummah? The Anbiya alayhi salam will say, yes, we have proof. And that is the ummah of the Prophet Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our ummah, us sinful beings, we will be brought forth. We will bear witness. We will testify that yes, these Anbiya alayhi salam, they preach to their ummah, their nations. They call them towards the righteous way, the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but those nations were unfortunate and they did not accept. Then we will be asked, who told you about this? How do you know about this? What proof do you have that the Prophet ﷺ conveyed the message? Allahu Akbar. And that is when the ummah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say that our beloved Prophet ﷺ, he is the one who told us. He is the one who conveyed this to us. That the Anbiya ﷺ before him did in fact teach their respective nations about Tawheed, but those nations did not accept. And thereafter the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself will say, yes, I told them, and yes, this is the case. The Anbiya alayhi wa sallam before me, they did convey the teachings of Islam to their nations. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a shaheed. We've been described as a shaheed as well, that we will testify as well for the previous Prophet alayhi wa sallam. When we'll be asked, we'll say that our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us about this. So to conclude, shaheed in the meaning of alim for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah is all knowledgeable. How can we implement this name in our life? Whenever we do something, think beforehand. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, nothing is hidden from him. He knows what I'm going to do. He knows what I'm intending. He knows my actions. So why should I disobey him? Why should I do wrong? Why should I transgress? It will come back to haunt me. I will have to answer for that. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is shaheed in the meaning of alim. Have this in mind, inshallah. This will help you from disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it will enable you to stay obedient to the dhat of Allah azza wa jal. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all haqiqi taqwa, and this realization that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows about our every move. And inshallah, we pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows this realization to result in us gaining taqwa and being obedient to our creator Allah azza wa jal. Ameen bi jahin nabiyil ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Oh Allah, you're the best of protectors, so protect me. Oh Allah, you're the best of protectors, so protect me.